Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Happy National Pickle Day. I don't know if you care, but I just thought I'd
throw it in. Oh, drunks love that day.
Why?
They go get pickled.
Oh.
Like a heron.
Okay.
Like a heron?
Well, there was a study by Live Nation.
Boo. Why? Do we like them or no?
Yeah,
I don't like concert organizers in general.
They were doing the Lodo show for a little bit.
Okay, I like them.
Yeah, we like them and Ticketmaster. Like they support us, so we like
Ticketmaster supports us.
Well, yeah, they do our show. You know,
I don't like
presented
the name.
By so.
How about Ticketmistress? Yeah. Sounds more spicy, kind of like, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this or not.
Or you know,
I don't know if I should be spending $189 for one concert ticket.
Before fees.
In the nosebleeds.
Yeah. But I mean, you can be a master and be any sex, right?
Well, hang on now. That word.
I want full coverage for everyone. I want women can go get their mistress degree. Women can go. What's another good example I just had in my head?
Well, when you get a.
You should get a bachelorette degree instead of a bachelor's degree. It's not fair. But then y'all wanted to be actors.
I want a master, so. You would get a master's degree.
That is a racist degree, I'll say it.
It is.
Why is that?
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why, but it is.
Okay.
Do you have a mistress bedroom?
I have a girly bedroom that has a kind of pinkish.
I bet you do. I bet it was like damn Barbie's bedroom.
Do you have a sign on the door that says it's all pink on the inside?
Well, the only reason why I got a pink kind of rug because I got Eva a pink bed.
Eva's Paige's lesbian girlfriend.
That's my dog.
And she's got a lot of nipples.
9 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lady noticed her nipples. Like one is bigger than the other.
They say don't trust an odd-nippled woman.
One is bigger than the other.
She had 8, I'd have no issues with it.
I think she had a false pregnancy.
Oh.
As long as she wasn't really pregnant.
She just lied to that dude.
Yeah, my dog did.
You said the lady walked up to her dog and said, let me erase something real quick on this paper. That's those big dog nipples.
She asked me if my dog was pregnant. And I said, no, it's none of your business. Don't be
I got to be honest with you. I feel like you don't give everybody the attitude. You really say, you tell us you give them.
No, you're such a...
I wasn't rude to her, but it kind of was shocking to me because it's like, that's kind of like my child, my baby, Eva. Mm-hmm. Like, don't talk about your kids like that. That's like, how dare you stare at her?
Like, you told us you walked up to her and then you said this right here.
You stupid bitch.
How dare you stare at her?
Like, stop.
Sure, she's dressed as a menorah right now for Halloween, but still... She's not asking for attention.
No.
Like when I had that, I can't even remember the breed now. Remember the intermingled dog? It was some kind of cock.
He had to milk his ass.
No, it didn't. That was the one that had the gland, anal glands that had to be
was
milked.
Was it a terry poo?
It was one of those poo. Cockapoo, whatever it was. Anyway, it was Bear. And
cute.
I loved that dog. I thought he was the cutest dog, but taking it to a park, I said at the time I wanted to get a shirt made that said, His name is Bear. He is this old. He is this breed. No, we don't know where you can buy one too.
Because but he's adorable.
You almost want to have an ugly dog when you go out to a dog park so people don't come talking to you all the time.
I have
cockapoodle-poo.
I'm so cute. I'm in the old damn thing.
I have a cute little chihuahua, but she's just not, if you come up to her, she'll chihuahua you. She's not like friendly.
Does that mean she'll hump your
You know how they get that nasty face in the, she's that way. Says, don't try to pet her, she'll bite you.
At least not a pit bull.
No,
those are evil.
All the pit bulls, they're called the nanny dogs, and it's the way you raise them. They take care of your family, they love you.
I know somebody with a pit that is the best dog.
They're
that dog
so sweet.
Was so
what happened? Oh, you'd be like a former like a neighbor or whatever.
Yes, we'll say neighbor, so it doesn't make me sound like I have an awful win-loss record at dating.
I had one named Sweet Pea, and someone poisoned
her. Oh, gross.
That's what we call you behind your back.
We call her Sour Pea.
Oh, that's great. Sour Pea.
That's the first letter of your name. Keep this foot out of my mouth
today. That's better than
put it behind your head.
That's better than what my nickname was at the radio station when I worked in college.
Write it down. Please write it down. It?
Yeah, it was Sweet Cheeks.
Oh. Come on.
That's terrible. It's goofy.
I thought it was going to be something like, something jug related. Like Hooters from Hell or, Triple H.
Whopper Stopper.
No.
You got the double D's.
Look at Heavy Hangs coming in.
So let's go back to the story, shall we?
Yep.
Live Nation found that live music is the world's favorite type of entertainment, beating out other options like movies, TV, and sports. Sorry.
I agree.
70% would rather see their favorite artist in concert.
Let's be honest. The number one.
Then get lucky that night and have sex. I don't know.
The real thing that all those have in common. Tell me the list again, real quick. I'm going to see if I'm right.
The list is favorite type of entertainment.
Live music.
Beating out movies, nice. TV, sports.
Okay. I was going to say with the exception of movies, but I know somebody who snuck in some beer to a recent movie visit. It all involves drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Everything does.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. Like golf, going to, minor league ball game.
Eating out, got to be number one.
I love eating out, but I don't like eating out by myself.
That's true.
It's hard for me to do.
I've ate out by myself.
Well, you don't want the conversation when you're eating out, right?
Huh?
Like, you don't want that conversation.
Well, your mouth's full. I mean, just like...
You got to focus.
You got to focus on it.
If you're hungry and you're working, you have to go to lunch. You just go get it and eat in a restaurant.
See, that's the other thing. What time of day do you eat?
You eat out in the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's got to be at night, right?
Yeah. I say when the sun goes down.
After a shower, of course, because you got to go out, prepare.
Presentable.
Yeah.
In your Sunday best.
Prepare for the evening.
I don't care who watches me. I just get it done and go back.
So when you eat out, you don't care who watches?
No.
I bet people take pictures of me before.
When God made y'all out of our ribs, was that a kind of analogy for something?
Oh.
Got to get a rib removed to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, would that work for women?
Because when we
can't do that. I've never tried. Why would I want to? When you have so many people that are willing to do it for you anyways.
God damn.
A lot of offers.
It's like Farm Aid with your volunteers. Oh, man.
That's where the Baby Back Rib song came from. It was really the Garden of Eden. Talking about Eve.
I want my
baby back.
Yeah.
That was from that Mel Gibson movie.
Ransom?
Give me back my son, my son.
Give me back,
son,
give me back.
Give me back my son, my son, my son. Give me back my son!
Give me back my son!
So when is the best time to have Thanksgiving dinner? It's coming.
April 2nd.
It's
Black Friday, 4 a.m.
It's the leftover time.
You may not have to dabble with this conversation.
I don't have...
It is important for people, and I'm going to say the earlier the better.
I'm going to stay home and watch the parade and watch football.
Oh, that's true.
And smoke drugs and
do ayahuasca.
You're not going to eat out?
I'm not going to eat out on Black Friday. Everyone will be eating out that day. They'll be shopping. They'll be eating out. They'll be shopping. They'll be eating out again. And it's just too much eating out.
Thursday? Thursday's the best.
Thursday is actual Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Again, I have no plans that day.
I like to go out. But
I have
Thanksgiving.
I have a remorse Friday. It's a dinner just for me because they feel bad.
Oh, yeah. We got to go to that one.
Yeah, I'll go to that one.
Well, to solve this mystery, what's the best time to have Thanksgiving dinner? Experts say earlier in the day is better to give yourself more time to digest your food because you really don't, it's not good to go to bed with a full stomach because it's not good on your heart.
Or a stove either. And furthermore, never eat past 8 p.m.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then also the perfect time for Thanksgiving dinner is 3 p.m.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, because, you know, a few hours later you still have leftovers.
I want to watch Parade at my house, and if I was in a situation where there were dishes getting put together, that's a melee. And then you go to the event pissed at each other, you know, because it's I'm stressed about the potato salad and all this stuff.
I think 3 o'clock is too late. I like to do it lunch, because then if you overeat, you can walk it off.
You know, I've heard Paige's comments all week. She's been hinting at it and asking for it, so I'm going to go ahead and hit you off with it.
Hey. Okay. One shot.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, sorry.
You were just a pubic hair off.
It's 7 counts then, because I did 8.
Because she's licensed now.
That's right.
I try to get it. I fail.
Well, look, you just showed your whiteness, so.
That's how they busted Dolezal.
They did. That was the trick. She had to take a black test.
She
missed it. Yeah.
I can count, though.
Oddly enough, all the Kardashians can pass it.
Kardashians.
But if I was in the dance group and I didn't hit that point,
is that a tail?
I would be asked to leave.
Get out of here, woman.
Because I'd be starting before the rest of the dance crew.
They got a dog on TV that's got a massive rod.
I think it's his tail, dude.
It's his tail.
His tail is
pervert.
Tucked between its legs.
Wait, that's where it's sticking out. I'm not pervert.
Yeah, see, what that one goes that up one? In the air and the other one goes down around his,
How cute are they?
Yeah, that one's in his genitals.
See, that other dog was intimidated. That's where he was tucking.
It looked like he was.
It might have been a she.
He looked like he was trying to sneak in the wrong bathroom, but it looked like.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that were screenshot and sent in by Timothy Andrew Looper and many others. Dang. Anonymously, of course. I apologize for that, Tim. Anonymously to the RiseGuys at AOL.com.
Tim.
As always, names changed to protect the innocent, Jimmy Johnson.
And the stupid.
Oh, I'm just messing with people in the chat. This is Facebook Fussing. I don't know if it was a guilty or not.
I got distracted by Paige's bottle. She might have to hold it up to the camera.
My what?
Your bottle. Yeah, what is that? Yeah, hold it up to your camera. Yeah.
Did you do pee in a bottle?
It might be.
It's
get your sugar check.
Yeah.
I just peed in a bottle.
I'm gonna sell it on eBay. Orange drink and Coca-Cola. A little different.
Orange drink and Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Girl?
Was Coca-Cola.
Showing that lane.
Okay, Fat Boy, remind everyone where we are live streaming this so they can go jump on.
We are on Planet Facebook, facebook.com/933theplanet, and Rise Guys YouTube. We X, not going
to
happen.
So. X wants us to pay money to live stream on their platform.
Come on, Elyon. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Money got to his head.
What's up to everyone in the chat and everyone listening right now? I say hello.
Huh?
Okay. Does everyone have their scripts?
Oh, the Brent Guiche.
I will say that this is going to be a challenge. This will be a challenge. Especially with the first one because I got two roles and I forget which accent I'm doing and it.
It's going to slip in and out.
All right, here we go. Facebook Fussing. Hello to everyone. Scene number one. Playing the role of Carrie Underwear is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Leonardo DiCaprio's is Mattman. Playing the role of Clark Hendricks is Paige. Playing the role of Roxy Esperanza will be Mattman. And playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. And action.
Carrie Underwear posts a carousel of photos, apparently from a recent business trip to a trade show in Miami, Florida, with the following caption.
Shout out to my boss, Tax Clark Hendricks, and my entire team from Blank, Bath, and Shower. We had a great time in the 305. Ha ha ha. Also, shout out to @Roxy Esperanza Entertainment, La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. She helped us solve a really quick nightmare. # Let's go again next year. # Magic City. # La Quinta.
Yeah, hate that I missed it. Looks like you and the crew had a great time. What was the nightmare, though?
I was wondering that myself. Also, something else very obvious, but I'll message you, LOL.
OMG, I sent @Roxy Esperanza a friend request, and she just approved. I love making new friends.
Hello, Carrie Underwear. Thank you for spending time travel work with La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. Also, please leave 5-star review at link below. Proud to serve you. Bless hearts wherever you go. Also, sorry about the rubbers.
Okay, what? First off, that hotel is like 2.5 stars. Who booked this poop emoji? Also, rubbers? ?
Hey, hello, Mr. Boss Clark Hendricks. I am Roxy Esperanza, manager of La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. Thanks to you for purchase hotel rooms for works colleagues / employees. I apologize for my translation issues. What did you think when I said rubbers? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Ooh, guess I need to get my head out of the gutter. You wear referring like rain boots or galoshes?
No, I meant condoms. I think in my country translate to rubbers. My bad. Back home, we call them gorritos.
Hey, Roxy Esperanza, you are amazing. And girl, as the mother of seven, you do not apologize for anything. You are amazing. And that was not your fault. I do agree with you. Who flips the mattresses every day, Rod?
Wow, okay. Checks out. I googled Gorritos, and yeah, in Mexi slangs, it means little hat. I am dead, a.k.a. estoy muerto. Ha ha ha. I love Google.
Leonardo DiCaprio, son, you are too much.
Where's that line at?
It's right after I love Google.
My bad. Oh, hello, Leonardo DiCaprio, son. Yes, you're correct. Also, Globos, which means balloons, and Casco, which means helmet.
Oof.
Casco? No wonder my gay neighbor has a membership there, LOLs. Costco, I think. Never the least, Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio, son. As I say above, my name is Roxy Esperanza. I am manananjurer at La Quinta Inn by Windham. Would you also please leave 5 stars review at link below? Proud to serve you. Bless hearts wherever you go. Yeah, sure. I never stayed there, but you're too fun. Done. 5-star emojis.
Oh, isn't she great?
Yeah, great. So what was with the condoms? Was the vending machine broken? JK. I apologize for that comment. I couldn't edit it, but you can read these edits. That had no place in a work-related conversation, especially on your personal Facebook. Carrie Underwear, sincerely.
Oh, Clark Hendricks, I believe you know me better than that.
Just make sure the company card didn't get charged for any extra amenities.
You mean like the rubbers package? Dan emoji! Oh no, not again with the rubbers, please. I already cleared this up.
Oh, ha ha ha. It's okay, Roxy. We're just teasing.
Good, because next time I make a welcome basket for each employee. We have new snack mix called Nut Delight. Oh no, that sounds like another HR meeting waiting to happen. Crying laughing emoji.
Please read and heed. To reiterate my earlier comment, had no place in a work-related conversation, especially on your personal Facebook, Carrie Underwear. I sincerely...
OMG, Clark Hendricks, get out of here. Your girl doesn't get offended that easily. You're fine. Look, I'll say something equally bad. You are an R word. Okay, see, we equal now.
Oh, I did not know that, Mr. Clark Hendricks. I hope you enjoy your retirement.
End scene.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise, guys. Break it down.
Live from call.rob. What? Call.rob. I've started my own platform. CallRob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say famous people born on the 14th of November. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
Suck it. Let's start with this one. Somebody in the room already knows.
Is it Thom? I'm not Thom. Where are you? Blink-182, but yep. I'm trying to think which guy it is.
You got three guesses.
Travis.
It is Travis. Travis Barker's birthday.
Yeah, because I knew the other one, the alien guy, we had his already.
His name is P1 Michael Clardy.
Yeah.
Looks just like him.
He and just got engaged. Did you know that?
Well, he's had gauges in his ears for years.
Yeah.
I saw you win as Travis Barker for Halloween.
Did he?
Which he already was on the cruise years and years ago.
Isn't it wild? And this isn't toward him because he's not like a punk guy. But like the punks that would have
the big mohawks
that look like dinosaurs or whatever, like they were so anti-establishment. Yeah, I don't care about nothing, but they'd spend 4 hours on their hair.
Yeah, because you'd have to do it with egg whites.
That's how you make it stand up.
Is that right? God, you go outside and it smells like omelets.
Yeah, who's hungry?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a hit of that head. Yeah. How old is he? Just became a dad again, you said.
She had a baby, I think. I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
I'm over here.
Still talking about Michael Clardy?
Uh-huh.
We're talking about Travis Barker?
Travis Barker.
There ain't no telling with him.
Well, Michael Clardy just got engaged.
Yeah, I. You know what?
And I was happy.
Ryan Leaf told me that moments ago.
He did. God, I forgot the story. I forgot the Ryan Leaf story now.
51.
50.
I hope he's older than me.
Guess what? It's a big one for Travis.
He's
got him.
50 also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got him by, what, a few weeks?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, well.
His plane crash was 17 years ago.
Good Lord. In Columbia, South Carolina with DJ AM.
And it killed the pilot, I believe.
Remember the local news station called him D-Jam. It wasn't DJ AM. They called him D-Jam.
Yeah. And I think
the local news people were so silly and stupid.
I think he passed away a couple years after that, or a few years after it.
DJ AM?
Yeah,
didn't he used to be like 400 pounds or something?
He was big, lost a lot of weight, but I think he had an overdose is how he passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cancel my Thanksgiving plans then.
It's awful.
I was thinking about doing fentanyl. I'm not now.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. You're right. You've seen how much it costs now.
I couldn't afford it. I wouldn't want it because I can't take any opioids.
Sucks to be you.
It does.
You will not get this off of this song. I only remember it from the movie. But it is Josh Duhamel's birthday, a.k.a.
Reeds is DeHamel.
Tad Hamilton.
Also, he's still married to Fergalicious?
Duhamel. They are not. They,
that guy. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, he got tired of her pissing herself, I guess.
She kept urinating herself everywhere.
They do have a kid together.
And what was the show? His big show was that Lost?
No, he was on a show called Las Vegas for a little bit.
Las Vegas, that's what it was.
He did Transformer movies, a bunch of other movies.
This generation is Lorenzo Lamas, I feel.
Like, he comes in and out of movies you don't expect.
Yeah.
Like, somewhat of a quiet career, I guess. Made a lot of money, though.
You're a quiet career.
I know he's a big football fan because sports shows I listen to. He's on there a good bit, and he's a big Vikings fan.
Yeah, Rackham.
Which I think he played college football.
Let's just go ahead and nip this in the bud and say he's 57, like the sauce.
The sauce.
Ahmad.
What do you say? You say 57?
55.
Sure,
my God, Josh Duhamel is 53 years old today. Kurt Schilling, Bloody Sock.
Oh, wow.
Video game company that went under.
Oh, wow.
Also won a World Series with the Diamondbacks. I think it was in 02 they won theirs.
With Larry Walker?
A 1 or 02. Yeah, Luis Gonzalez.
Luis Gonzalez.
Randy Johnson.
Matt Williams, maybe?
I think Matt Williams was on that
team. Matt Williams?
Williams.
Is Jeff Bagwell still alive?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Okay. I was thinking about him the other day.
And Ryan Sandberg, we lost him.
Yeah, Rhino. Damn it. 6'4", like the Impala.
Curtis Schilling.
65.
She says 65.
65. I said 64.
Well, he is only 59 years old.
No way. Wow. Whoa.
He hasn't even had the big one yet.
Yikes. That's crazy.
I was just following him.
Hey, don't blame it.
Don't you do it?
I did.
You got two guesses on this one?
It's Rev Run.
It is Rev Run's birthday. Yeah. It is not Daryl McDaniel's birthday.
No. And Jay's gone. Jay's in the big turntable in the sky.
Bless Good buddies him. With Jesse James Dupree, Daryl McDaniels.
Yes,
they had their song Just Like a Negro.
That's the song.
Which is kind of a catchy song, to be honest with you.
God, I'm looking that up because I thought you'd made a mistake. That is unreal to me. He's only 59 years old. I watched him play, and he was only 9 years older than I was.
But look, carried himself as a lot older. Now, he was a little heavier when he played, lost his weight afterwards.
It's like Eddie Murray. He always looked like he was in his 50s, right?
Yeah, that mustache.
And them sideburns. God, he was sexy bait.
Ooh,
it's like Dave yummy. Winfield probably looked older than he actually was because his face was huge.
His smile just went on forever.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway
I like
smile.
A big smile.
I'm going to say the man Anne of the cloth Hathaway himself. Rev Run is 63.
Okay, 63 sounds good.
You guys are a little off today. You got to fine-tune your birthday. He's 61.
Wow.
I wasn't sure.
Wow.
You know, it's not a big one. It's not.
So doing some quick math off of Walk This Way, it was what? Mid-20s? Early 20s?
80. They were in their mid-20s?
That had to have been right early.
So how old were the Beastie Boys? Like 18 at that point then?
Real young.
Good Lord. I was doing nothing at that age.
Because Beastie Boys found LL Cool J.
Yep.
And they were all, I think, similar in age.
But didn't do the Dr. Dre plan where everybody makes off everybody. Just the one Simmons made all the money.
Oh,
boy. Yep.
And help me out here. Beard.
Rick Rubin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Legend.
Boy, I'd love to talk to him.
I would, too. What a.
Let's get him on.
Because you know, when you talk to people like Lior Cohen, people will call quote unquote, you know, culture vultures.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin certainly is not that, but nobody refers to him, and they shouldn't refer to him as that. You shouldn't refer to any of these guys like that, you know. But it's just interesting how, you know, he's well revered in a bunch of different music circles, Rick Rubin, as he should be.
He's a genius, and how he can say, okay, well, we're going to take this and add this, and I don't know.
Just off of hearing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's. You say culture vulture, you meaning like borrowing of culture?
Yeah, I mean, look, to be honest, this is just my opinion on it. I feel like they say it about white people in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Influential white people, you know, record reps and, well, Lior Cohen was not a record rep. He was like your head of music of YouTube.
And you know what's further than that? Greeks will say they invented rap because of poetry. And then Asians will say, we did poetry way before y'all did. And I say to all of them, how do you know? How do you know when anybody was doing anything?
What about the Egyptians? Exactly. What about them, huh?
I walk like one when I got to go to the bathroom.
It is.
I'm like a regular Pharaoh Cooper walking around.
The Doogie Walk.
It is Putty's birthday. Which I could have played the Family Guy theme song because he is Joe.
He has a good voice. I can't even do a voice like his. Very chiseled.
He was also the Tick. I forgot he was the Tick.
And not really in a wheelchair either.
Nope.
He only plays that in cartoons.
Joe Hyo. Patrick Warburton. He's been on our show.
Yeah.
A bunch. He had that show with David Spade and Oliver Hudson back in the day that was fun.
I'm not comfortable saying that last name at all.
What?
Hudson Road. A lot of traffic.
Oh, that's where my mom is.
Yeah, plus, you know, not a good relationship with his birthday.
No, no. Oliver.
Yeah. Should have been Oliver Russell. You can change it. That's cool. Give the old nod to Kurt.
Gosh. You know, why does it matter? Why am I guessing so hard? 71.
70. I'll just say 70.
Oh, Putty's only 61 years old.
Man. I'm just gonna
quit damning me. You're taking my name in vain, Paige.
I'm so sorry.
I don't.
Shucks, Matt Man.
I don't have music for this lady, but her former cabinet member passed away recently. She served under, I believe, George W. Bush as Secretary of State. She was also
Condi.
Yeah, it is Condoleezza Rice's birthday.
Oh man,
she served under W. Right?
Yeah. No, first. No, yeah, second Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Very influential in college sports.
Yeah, Cheney died. That's what your reference is there.
Yeah,
okay.
She was a sports fan.
You know what? I heard that the other day. I was telling somebody, I was like, oh, Dick Cheney died. And they thought I was talking about some body piercing.
I mean, look. People say what they want to say about him, but I mean, look, if you're running, I don't know how successful Halliburton was.
Nope,
I don't know what their company track record was, but if you could prop him up, you might as well, right?
Halliburton always pulling the ACL, so I don't know you put a lot of trust into that. Does Tyrese Halliburton come from briefcase family money?
I don't think so. He's from Wisconsin. I don't know if it tracks up that far. But
Halliburton, and then what's the other one in NBA? He has a very Vanderbilt.
Jared Vanderbilt.
Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
It's like, same Vanderbilt? Really? I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's wild. Hi, I'm Tony Biltmore. No, you're not.
He's a cousin.
Let's go for, and you know what, Paige, you first. When you get it wrong, I'll blame you.
I'm just 71.
She's forgotten who we're guessing. I'll say 74.
Condoleezza Rice is 71 years old.
Wow, you nailed it off a guess. Very good.
Condoleezza.
Is she...
Condoleezza.
I'll ask this very astutely. Is she married or...
I never found out about her one way or the other.
You always just wonder.
You're not allowed to ask. Just like people were wondering the same thing about Candace Owens. Like, what's her deal? Is she married? Like, are we allowed to ask?
Yeah, that's weird. And also, if you're like a female athlete now, and if you go to an event and take a picture with somebody, suddenly you're dating that person according to the internet.
Like, I know, man.
Sophie is now dating, not the one you said.
Michael Porter Jr.
Not Michael Porter. Who's, not Riley Green. What's the country singer? She went to his concert. Of course, it's Sophie. She gets backstage, takes a picture with him, and now it's like.
Vince Gill?
They're dating. It wasn't Vince Gill. Amy Grant would whoop her ass.
God, who was it?
I can't remember who it is. Joe Nichols? Who? I can't remember. Too many country artists.
That wouldn't be a bad catch for old Sophie Joe Nichols.
Oh, boy.
He's got that long black hair.
She's great. I'm glad I was on her bandwagon before everyone else was.
There's so many good-looking women in the league, man.
You know, that might be what it came down to. I hate to say it, but like... Remember I'd always say, I don't like women wrestling, you know, back 80s and stuff. It maybe because they were all kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But they really are talented, man. It's a deep league of, like, you know, a lot of good players.
Very good. And they all seem to kind of get along, except for old Angel.
You know what? She looked good in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I'll give her that.
Latest. Boy.
Oh, yes, Angel Reese.
What's the Haley Cavender, Collender, something like that? I'd never
even. The twins? Cavender twins?
God!
Yeah. God, one of them is engaged, I think, Jake Ferguson of the Cowboys. Pretty sure.
It's Haley and Hannah.
And I think the other one was with Carson Beck, right? I don't know. I'm about to ask their agent.
We know their agent. Put in a text. Okay.
Put in a good word.
Yes, Monday we will be here. That's nice. Are you guys going to be there Monday? Is something Monday? Is it a?
I don't think so. Why would you think we would miss?
Why Monday? Would we not be there here Monday?
Wrong with you? Yeah, how we ain't coming to work?
Maybe they wanted to rob the place. They were going to find out if we were off. They were just going to come and steal this awesome equipment we had.
Yeah, like, what would you take? Got some J rags over there. Some papers.
Oh, those aren't J rags. Those are old T-shirts.
I got the TV behind Matt that doesn't work. This other big TV is going to be too hard to get out.
Yeah. What happened to that one?
It works, but there's no need to turn it on.
It only shows Bait Bus.
Yep.
And
so if you want to watch it. All right.
I don't think nothing's wrong with it, but some people would say something's wrong with it.
I don't even turn on my own TV very often, so.
It costs $10,000. You should turn it on.
No, that one's gone.
The one that, God, you imagine.
$10,000.
That has to be so. But I mean, I come from a time when my parents paid $750 for a microwave. Like $800 for a VCR.
$800?
No joke. No joke.
They go for a couple hundred bucks now, new ones. You know, if you try to go find a new one. It's hard to find an old one unless you know somebody who works.
New old stock?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to find a Radio Shack that time just forgot about.
Because people want to convert their tapes now.
I want to do that.
I got so many of those. There's a place in Greer that does it too. But I think you get it put on a digital stick. Are we still on the air right now? Wait, it's a digital stick. And how are you going to like, hey, come over. We're going to watch vacation videos. I got to plug this into something. What?
I mean, come on. I got Paige a VCR. She's willing to, swap a topless.
Well, good. She's going to give you some DSLs. Have a good weekend, everyone. We'll see you then.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whoa, who's that one?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.